Fred Film Radio, Venice Production Bridge at the Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival. We're here with Marina Marzotto. Good afternoon, Marina.
Good afternoon.
Marina, you are the vice president of the meeting, International Meeting of Independent Cinema, which is called
the
MICI.
The Producers Guild of Italy, actually.
Sorry.
We produce the international.
You're right. So it's my fault. So you're producing this meeting, which is focused on independent cinema in Italy.
Yep.
Will be held next year. It's the sixth edition. What is it about?
All sorts. I mean, basically, it's a huge platform which includes one part of workshops, one part of market, and one part of sort of lectio magistralis, I would call them. I wouldn't know how to say it better. In terms that we also invite great independent producers, I wouldn't say of the past because they're pretty much active, but sort of more experienced. Very, put it that way, successful independent producers that are hugely inspirational for all of us. So the figure of the independent producer, actually, funnily enough, is something that is always a big question mark. What is an independent producer? We were talking this morning about the new digital rights in Europe and the definition, the legal definition of an independent producer. And it's funny how nobody comes to terms with it. Now, from our point of view, the independent producer is someone who's actually out of a completely industrial process. And that is why he's so important to cinema, because he's able to risk maybe a tiny bit more than a big studio. You know, independent producers, most of us take 3 years to finance and set up a movie. Very stubborn people. but we're very practical people. We also know that we can have ideas that simply don't work, and so we give them up. But the great thing is that because we're small and fickle and able to jump up and down and do things differently in respect to a big setup with lots of you know, personnel and so on and so forth, we can go risking a tiny bit more. And that sort of creates that constant movement in cinema of innovation, of avant-garde, of different ideas that turn up.
Another kind of creativity that bigger studios cannot provide, probably. Probably because they don't have time to...
Well, it's not their business model,
I think.
I think it's correct. When you have, you know, hundreds of employees, you have to pay a lot of...
The margin of risk that you can
you cannot go into that kind of risk.
But because the main issue, I think, I believe that for an independent producer is raising money to produce.
Oh, totally.
So you are not focused only on the Italian market, but you're focused on the global market, because you're focused on finding money wherever it is.
Yes.
So you told me earlier that you invite key players in the financing area, not from Italy only, to meet producers, because it's the only chance maybe they have to meet those kind of producers.
Yeah, well, you see, the association, our association works a lot with also startup companies and young producers. I mean, the Producers Guild includes 140 production companies. Of these 140 production companies, about a third are startup companies, which means that they are in their first 3 to 4 years of operation, which probably means that they are either on set or about to shoot their first true movie. So a lot of the work we do is really to accompany them to be able, like, what the meeting wants to be is like a one-stop shop for a young producer that cannot afford to go, you know, to the European film market and then to Cannes and then to AFM and to meet people. So they have one certainly smaller deal, but very concentrated, where they can actually meet one-to-one with the speakers of the conferences, with at the market, with the same people or with different people that are searching for new talent, that are scouting. And this, it's, you know, Matera helps this as well. The place where we are is, apart from so beautiful, but it's sort of very friendly. You know, Southern Italy is very friendly, and you sit around also together and you mix and you network. And for a young producer to be able to sit, like, for instance, last year with Paul Brett from Pre-Science, so with Michela Ritondo, who's the head of the tax incentives for Belgium, or people like that that are not that reachable, or exactly, you should need the budget to go to many markets and so on and so forth.
And then another thing, I believe, is that you have time to talk to them. You don't have five minutes to pitch and then you're thrown away.
Exactly. So you have 5 days in which you're almost like living with them, and you're sharing lots of different issues, and, you know, issues about independent production, I mean, are not only about financing, they're also about, for instance, reaching talent. You know, a lot of us work with, for instance, first-time directors, small production company, how are you going to get a good name in the cast to make your film bankable? How are you going to... There's a lot of different issues. And, you know, sometimes it's even the reverse question. Do you want a big name that is going to cost you much more, blah, blah, blah? Or what is your business model? So it's also about thinking these things out properly together and seeing where we're going. And the very interesting thing is that this is produced together with the Federation of the Cinema d'Essai in Italy and the Association of Cinemas, which means that we have like a direct feedback from the people that actually sell in the films to audiences. Right. We do a lot of work about, you know, audience development, about how do you present an independent movie to audiences, and what should even cinemas that show our independent movies, should they be different from the cinemas that show like mainstream stuff, or can the same outlet sell both?
Yeah. This is great. We should talk hours about this. But I want you to make one last question. In the next edition of the meeting, there is a specific section made together with the Basilicata, with the region that hosts you. You were talking about...
Yes, this is a novelty. We're very proud of this, actually. If you want, it's inspired by the Atelier du Cinéma in Cannes. We are selecting 8 to 10 projects. I hope they're going to be 10, but they have to be good enough. foreign and Italian that can shoot in Basilicata. Basilicata is an amazing region. I mean, you have anything from, you know, the mountains in the Parco del Pollino to lakes to Matera, who's been used to do Palestina. You know, Pierpaolo Pasolini shot Il Vangelo. Mel Gibson shot there. And you have Roman ruins or Greek ruins because you have the Magna Graecia just there in Policoro and so on and so forth. So it's an amazing region where to shoot. And so we're trying to attract projects that can have also the support of the regional funds and so on and so forth. And we're going to select 10 projects, 5 foreign, 5 Italian, to come and shoot there and support them with the film commission and all different steps.
So you have plenty of work to do now.
Yeah, lots.
My friend, next year. So thanks a lot for being with us. It was Marina Marzotto. It was vice president of the Independent Producers Guild in Italy. Yes. About the meeting, an international meeting of independent cinema that will be held in Matera next year in March. Thanks a lot. It was Angela Cerbi from Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.